Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. Join us as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here's David.
Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is David Holtz, and I'm the founder of Soma Energetics, a 16-year-old company that has been empowering people with the wonderful use of sound and vibration through tuning forks for 16 years. And we're glad to be with you. And we want to welcome all of you. If you're here for the first time, Soma Energetics is located in Charlotte, North Carolina. We reach out to people all over the world as they are responding to this clarion call to come forth as light workers. And as we come together as light workers, of course, we're working with light, photon light. Photons are the smallest units of light, but they are certainly above our third, fourth dimension time space. So they carry within them information and knowledge for us from the higher fifth dimensions and above. And we certainly need that information today to make it through this challenging time of such transformation that is going on. This is more than change. This is metamorphosis. This is actually becoming a new creature, a new creation, a new human, and moving away from our years and years of adolescence into being co-creative and helping our planet to raise its consciousness. You know, Einstein's viewpoint, made up of physical cellular systems and dynamic interplay with complex regulatory energy fields. That's amazing that over 100 years ago, this man had such a vision and such a connection that what he saw and what he began in those days is exactly what people are doing all over the world. Soma Energetics basically deals, first of all, with the etheric template body. And that is the body just before our physical body. Now, I know we tend to think of matter first, so we say the body has an energy field or an aura. But in Soma Energetics, we like to say the energy body has a physical body. It becomes the physical body. So the etheric template is a holographic energy field that carries information for the growth, development, and repair of the physical body. So when it makes sense that we work in this etheric energy body as cause, and we can therefore change the effect in the physical body. While the genes within the DNA direct molecular mechanisms which govern the development of individual cells, it's the etheric body that guides the unfoldment of the genetic process. So this is very exciting, and we are so glad for you that are joining us, and we have a great guest. Before that, I want to introduce you to Tim Leach, who works with Soma Energetics and does a tremendous job in keeping this company going and all the workshops and all of the orders and all of the great things that he does. And you certainly want to look on our website and see what he has developed in the sense of information, YouTubes and knowledge and schedules and all the great information that's on www.somaenergetics.com. I want to go ahead and give you a telephone number. We'll repeat it later, but if you're listening and you're listening to us live, you can call us at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. So we are so honored and so glad to have one of our teachers and our good friend that's going to be talking to us out of Texas. And this is Gail Robbins, and Gail is going to be talking in just a minute. So, Tim, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
All right. Yeah, what's
I'm
going
excited.
On?
You mentioned the website. When we had the last broadcast 2 weeks ago, I said that by the time we did this broadcast, the goal was that the new website would be live. And it went live last Friday. So at somaindex.com, you'll find a blog with David. You'll find product reviews. You will find the ability to search the entire site. And some of the really cool stuff is because in the background, when you place an order, you'll get tracking numbers and stuff like that. So we're really excited about some of the new features and our ability to be of even more service to our clients and members of the Soma family. So and one of the great members of the Soma family for quite a few years has been Gail Robin. So Gail, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So, good to hear you.
All right. Yeah. Good to be with us. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah. So we usually start with our guests to kind of give us a little history of their journey to Soma Energetics, because everybody gets to us kind of through a different path. So recap for us how you kind of first heard about us and what was going on in your life at the time.
Well, in a nutshell, you guys were in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and I just happened to be camped out at the Ronnie Coleman Crystal Mines preparing mentally, physically, and spiritually for the 2012 Wah Wah Woo Woo. And one of the things that happened, I was at the shop one day, and Judy and I were talking, and she told me about the lady that did tuning, and I asked her what that was. So I promptly made an appointment, and the next day I found myself weeping on a table as this woman is tapping tuning forks and changing my life, basically is what she did, because as you know, the next day after that, I was on my motor scooter and came down to Soma Energetics and bought my Phase 1 DVD set to start my Soma Energetics journey, which I've been on since 2012.
Yeah, I remember that day very well. You coming into the center there in Hot Springs, and that was great. Meeting you for the first time, you walked in and said, "Okay, I'm ready. I want everything." It's like, okay.
I did.
Gail, I think we kind of thought our life's going to change too when you walked in the door, and it did.
I know you didn't believe they asked me if I was, or they later told me if I was in the right spot. They thought I was lost.
Yeah. And then you were riding a motorcycle at the time, so you took all the product and you packed it in the little sidecar of the motorcycle, and off you went.
Yes, and you nicknamed me the Moto Lady after
Moto
that.
Lady, yep, Moto Lady, exactly. Interesting. Earlier in life, you've had quite a few experiences here. You sent us a little bit of a background piece of paper, and I found the first two very interesting. So if you want to share what happened there, where your dad forced you to massage his feet, you felt like that was torture doing that. And then the very next bullet point says that you earned certification in foot reflexology.
I did. I get, you know,
what happened?
Yeah, you never know how your parents are going to influence you, do you?
No.
Yeah, no, I was just a little kid, and Dad was in the Air Force. He was a pilot, and he would come home for work, and the worst thing that I could possibly consider, he'd make me massage his feet. And I didn't know what I was doing, but, when touches everything. So even though I didn't know what I was doing, it had to be he had to feel the calming of that from a very stressful day of being in the military. And years later, I had jumped up to Canada, and I was working in a healing center, and I was massaging somebody's feet one day, and the guy asked me, he says, "Well, are you just massaging my feet, or are you a reflexologist and know what you were doing?" And that was a challenge. So I immediately signed up and I got my reflexology certification in Canada, Toronto. And that's where I practiced for a while. So Dad, I guess, is responsible for that.
And then that's what an interesting story, how things like that in life happen. And then you went through several other little careers here, it looks like, and ended up going from the feet to the rest of the body from a massage point of view.
And actually, when I moved back to Texas, I was going to practice reflexology, and at that time, Texas had it under the massage license, so I actually couldn't practice reflexology until I paid for and took a massage license, and after I got my massage license, they dropped it.
Is that right?
That's right, but by then I had the massage license, and that's actually turned out to be a very good thing to have.
Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty. We'll get into that. You're certainly integrating that into SomaEnergetics. SomaEnergetics does a lot with massage therapists. We're a nationally approved company with the NCBTMB, so you can get CE credits through our courses as long as nationally, and then those who are massage therapists, of course, find that using the Soma tools helps extend their massage career because it makes them work smarter instead of harder. Have you had that experience, or do you currently do massage?
No, massage really, I don't think people understand massage is hard. It's hard work. And I did it for a long time. And I worked as a CNA, so I incorporated, and I did home health. So I incorporated massage a lot when I took care of elderly people in their homes. But, it's hard. It's hard on your body as a massage therapist. So I discovered Kreitz technique, which eased up. It got people out of pain. There again, though, it's more difficult. And then when I discovered, the minute I had my tuning, Tim and David, I don't know how to explain this. I knew right then this was what I had to do. It was an immediate passion. And I don't want to do anything else but this. I mean, feast or famine, it doesn't matter. This is what I'm supposed to do in life. And it has my full attention and my complete commitment and dedication.
Well, we appreciate your dedication to SomaEnergetics and to extending this practice out toward all the places that you have been. I wanted to mention the fact that I know physical massage must be hard work and difficult work, but what nobody's ever thought of is massaging actually the etheric energy body. People don't think about that, but when you're using tuning forks in the etheric body, you're actually giving a massage, sort of, I call it a cosmic vibrational massage. And I noticed that on your paper, you're doing chair tuning massages or workshops and tunings. So tell our listeners a little bit about that, what you do and how that works.
Well, first I'm going to tell you, I'm going to plagiarize and take what you just said, cosmic vibrational massage. My God, that's brilliant.
Oh, there you go. It's all yours.
Absolutely. I'm going to be on my website tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Well, yeah, you had the, and this kind of came up by accident. I was in Clarksville and you and Tim were developing the SomaSonic series. And I thought chair tuning was a part of that. So I started giving chair tuning workshops in Clarksville. And that's when Tim said, oh, well, you have to develop that because that's not part of SomaSonic series right now. So I went, oh, well, that's interesting. But it's great because going back to your massage therapist, chair massage, and they go to all kinds of events everywhere with thousands of people, literally in one event, such as the Irish Festival in Dallas once a year. I have friends that do chair massage over there every year. If we can get people like this to incorporate a tuning chair, mm-hmm. we're going to open this field to thousands of people that have no idea of what tuning is. And I have found in marketing that our main job right now is education of the public because they just don't know what we do.
Oh, you're just so right. So right. It's all about education right now.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm.
So a quick overview for our listeners, the SomaSonic series. SomaSonic series was developed over the last 3 or 4 years, probably. We released it to our teachers last year. It's a series of, right now, 4 workshops, I guess soon to be 5, 2-hour workshops that are set to introduce the public to different sets of tuning forks. And they're made to be experiential workshops, so you experience using the energy tuners, the Fibonacci set, the brain tuners, the planetary tuners, the moon and sun tuners, etc. During each of the SomaSonic series, so it's a way for people to at an affordable price point, because they generally run $29 to $39 a workshop, at a good price point, that you can experience the power of sound and vibration, and without committing to one of our entry workshops to become a professional in this, which run 12 hours and is an investment of $300 to $500. So this is kind of an intro way to kind of learn a little bit about some energetics and vibration and sound and how to personally use these tuning forks in your life. So to add to it, the Somasonic series, the a vibrational chair massage, that would be great.
And I'm offering, if people want to check out my website, they will see I'll be in Austin, Texas from May the 10th through the 29th. And I'm offering chair tunings every single day, several hours a day from the 11th through the 26th. And then the last weekend, people that have taken the chair tuning or anyone else that might be interested in the phase one, I will have a phase one class at the end of May. In Austin, Texas.
Excellent. What is your website?
www.tuningtheworld.biz.
Tuningtheworld.biz.
I think I'm going to steal that, okay?
You can have it.
Tuningtheworld.biz. Look at that.
The world needs tuned, doesn't it?
It does. Everybody in it does at least one time, you know, and I can't do everybody in the world, so I want to teach everybody I can possibly teach how to do this. It just, people just need this. They need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, we have an original version of that of a tuning massage called a 10-minute tuning that we did years ago, and the lady on the chair was quite responsive, and so we're working on getting that out on YouTube for people to see. It's already in our DVDs for our phase one course, but to get that available to the general public. So what else is going on with you? Let's see. Oh, I know you were sending me quite a bit of information, and this is maybe where your massage license helped you a little bit. You're applying to different massage schools and universities and things to bring some energetics into their curriculum. Tell us about that.
That is correct. Right now I am negotiating with Parker University in Dallas, Texas. I think Parker has, I know they're in Richmond, and you know, I think I saw one over in Tennessee the other day. I'm not sure about that, though, so I'm not going to say that for certain. But I just spoke with the woman again the other day, and she's now asking me what dates I would like to set up to do the workshop. Now, what, and I'm saying workshop, but actually the proposal I sent to her was actually the phase one class. What I'd like to do now, though, however, is send proposals for the Somasonic series workshops, because like you were saying, Tim, this gives massage students who've already spent a lot of money on a massage school a viable way in to see what tuning is all about by doing short workshops and still being able to go out there and incorporate it into their business right away. And then if either then or at a future date they decide they want to take phase one, boom, we've got them. So yes, I'm negotiating with Parker University now. I did teach my first class at Hands-On Therapy in Mesquite, Texas. In Mesquite, Texas, outside of Dallas. And so Carolyn Scott, who owns that school, is familiar with tuning now. And talking with Lauterstein Conway in Austin, they're on my list. We'll have to see where that goes when I walk through their door once I get down there.
Well, Austin is a great potential possibility for you and anyone, because there's so many massage therapists in Austin that we would love to see someone reach to be able to, you know, introduce them to these wonderful tuning forks and whatever. Let me ask you this. So you announced that you're going to be doing these chair tunings and so on and so forth. I think we're going to take a little break, but after we get back, I want you to tell us, well, why would I come to you? What kind of person would come to you, and what would they benefit by coming and having a chair massage? So we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back in just a moment.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
Hello. Welcome back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. We're just having a great time with our dear friend, Gail Robbins from Texas, who is being so wonderful to share her experiences and what she's doing with the use of sound and energy work through Soma Energetics or SOFA tuning forks. So if you've just tuned in with us, we're going to go back to Gail in just a moment, but I want to give you a number if you'd like to call. If you're hearing us live this evening, you can call us at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Before I give this back to Gail, I want to read something to you called The History of Medicine. I got this out of a Qigong newsletter, but it says 2000 BC. Here, eat this root. 1000 AD, that root is heathen. Here, say this prayer. 1850 AD, that prayer is superstition. Here, drink this potion. Well, by 1940 AD, that potion was snake oil. Here, swallow this pill. By 1985, the pill was ineffective. Take this antibiotic. 2000, the antibiotic doesn't work anymore. Here, eat this root. By 2010, 2012, that root is contaminated. Here, practice energy medicine. And we do believe that practicing energy medicine and working with energy, sound, vibration, and color is the wave of the future into the 21st century to help us to stabilize the new norms in the Aquarian age. And what is wonderful to bring that energy in is to create vibrational pathways and portals by using sacred vibrations and sounds. So, Gail, we're so glad to have you. I'd ask before we went to the break that you announced that you're going to be doing some energy work and the tuning forks and sound and chair things in Austin and around. I just wonder what kind of person out there that's listening to you would come to you, and what would they expect to really experience or to receive by you using the tuning forks?
Let me base that on the clients that I've had come to me. Some of them have been in a confusion for major decisions in their life. And the chair tuning, or actually the full body tuning, we're speaking about phase one, the full body tuning now. With about three sessions, I had a client who made a major decision, and she had been trying to make this decision for over a year. And within three tunings, within one tuning, she had great clarity and was pretty certain of what she was going to do. And two additional tunings, she got off the table and she says, I'm doing it. I know what I'm going to do now. So it helps with clarity. People that are trying to make decisions in their life, because the tuning puts you mentally and spiritually and your body physically back into balance and takes you away from all of the energy out here that's so chaotic, that it definitely helps with that. Sometimes people are in pain, and we work with both the energy tuning forks and the acupressure points using the body tuners, and I've had success with that. One, I'm kind of mixing client experiences in here with this one. episode of that is that I worked with a client that had MD, muscular dystrophy, and gave him a full body tuning. Now, and we really synced. I find that when I can really sync with a client, when we really tune into one another, that is a very powerful experience, both for them and for myself. And this young man and I did, and the feedback from him was that for about 3 or 4 weeks, the pain in his hands that he has constantly was absolutely gone. There was no pain at all. Mm. And that was real exciting for me because muscular dystrophy, and my mom died with ALS. I had a friend die with ALS. So these particular diseases are interesting and challenging for me. So I think people that just want to be relaxed, if you've had a stressful day, tuning is a great way to relax and to calm your nerves, to calm your thought patterns. And what I tell my massage students is that where massage and tuning differ, you experience relaxation with the massage, and the next day you're back in your stress mode for the most part. You experience relaxation with tuning, and because you, when you get off the table with tuning, that tuning continues to work because you have vibrated every single cell in that human being's body. And with massage, you are manipulating the muscles. With tuning, you're dealing with the fluids in the body and the cellular structure in the body. And once those vibrations start and they begin to correct and balance themselves, that tuning continues. And it just depends on the particular person as to how long that tuning will continue. For me, 3 weeks. 3 weeks after my initial tuning, I was still camped out in the fields. And when I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, furiously angry at this person I had been angry at for 5 years, I remembered what my tuner had said to me, just breathe through it. And I'm going, well, how do you breathe through anything? So I just decided to take some deep breaths. And I promise you, absolutely today, I cannot tell you who I had been mad at for 5 years or even why I had been mad at them.
Wow,
it works. Great. So people, yeah, come get tuned. If for nothing else, come out of curiosity.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I like the idea that you're mentioning stress. Stress is something we all feel these days. There's some research that has come out of New York City, one of the major hospitals, a Dr. Vad, who says that sound healing, like other mind-body treatments, could be a placebo, or it may distract the mind, breaking the stress cycle. But what I love that he said, if you break the cycle of stress in the brain for as much as 15 minutes, that's enough time to have a therapeutic effect. So that's amazing that doing tuning forks often allows the brain to go into a state in which it is less electrical, it's less firing, all those thoughts that we can't seem to control. And of course, that's great. One thing about the tuning forks that are so powerful is they don't have a language the brain understands. So it tends to go through all of the belief systems. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what culture you come from, what perceptions that you hold, how you've been programmed by culture, society. It goes past all of that and reaches all the way, I believe, even past the molecular level into the very depths of the unconscious, where we do hold these things you're talking about, like that anger that came up in you. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have stuff that certain things can trigger that we didn't even know we had or had forgotten we'd had that can come up. And then you talked about how tuning forks can clear that, and I like that. People need to be cleared. You know, I was raised in a time we had a piano, and there'd be a guy come out and tune our piano about once or twice a year with a little tuning fork. And then I also have lived in the many decades in which our cars had to be tuned because we didn't want them to break down. But we never think about tuning ourselves. And I've asked people for all these years, when's the last time you got a tuning? And they look at me like, what? I need a tuning? So just imagine people tuning themselves. The ley lines are changing. Electromagnetic fields are changing on the planet.
Everything is changing, and we have to change with it. And people like you and others that are out there all over the world that are using sound and vibration are helping people to be tuned to the transformation of a planet.
And, you know, I've run across some information, too, David, that there is a woman in Dallas, I believe she's a medical doctor, and she's doing a lot of work with sound and the brain. And, yeah, I intend to look into that more, and once I get some more information, I'll sure catch you guys up on that.
Oh, absolutely, yes, that's mm-hmm. great.
You had mentioned using using tuning forks, like, on yourself, to because the vibration, once you put it through the auditory system, lasts quite a while and vibrates the entire body through that 10th vagus nerve and connects to the rest of the nervous system. So it's not just necessarily that they have to come to a practitioner. There are ways that you can use the forks yourself. I think you have a practice of doing that, don't you?
Yeah, I work on my brain a lot.
Okay, now, what do you do? I mean, what do you how do you use the forks that way?
Well, you know, one of the things David says in the very beginning, and when you take his course, is play with the tuning forks. Play, you know. So I do. I had one of my knees was hurting the other day, and I was, you know, going, I don't want to take an aspirin. And you know, why is it, physician, heal thyself is the last thing you think of, correct?
Right.
Yep. So I was sitting there and I thought, well, good grief, I'm sitting right there looking at my tuning fork. So I grabbed the Oot fork out and I did, you know, listening in each ear and crossing the corpus callosum, which I think is the most important thing we do at this point. And I did. I worked it over my knee. I don't have my tuning forks with me right now, but I worked it over my knee. And it was very interesting because at that point, at first, there was not too much. It was just okay. And then all of a sudden, the fork caught the energy. And when it does, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, David, I know you understand this because you've developed this. But mm-hmm. when the fork catches that energy, for me, it was in a pain area, then the fork just does its own thing. I am completely out of the picture at that point. All I'm doing is holding the fork, and it's working. Sometimes it takes it up further into the etheric. Sometimes it comes down lower. I've had it go way off to one side or the other. Bottom line, 2 or 3 days later, I just realized, and that's another thing about tuning. It's so subtle. You may not even realize something has happened until you realize it's not happening anymore. And I suddenly realized my knee wasn't hurting anymore. And I went, oh, okay. Lately, I've started, my sister has well water, which is good, right? So I got right. curious the other day.
Depending on where you are, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So the other day, I did an experiment. I got 2 glasses of water, and I didn't say anything to her or to my nephew. And one glass I tuned with the...
Me 528?
I'm trying to think which tuning fork. I think I used the Me fork on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I had the rate. So I had each of them, and they're in different rooms. And so I didn't get them together. I went to each one of them separately. And so had each of them take a drink of water first. And I said, now really, I want you to taste this. And then I gave them the water that had been tuned. And both of them said they tasted the subtle difference with the water that had been tuned. So. Mm-hmm. The other ways I play with the fork on myself is lately, you know how normally when we tap the tuning fork and we hold it in people's ears? Mm-hmm. Lately, instead of holding it, I have what do you call them that you put on the end?
Soma swivels.
The Soma swivels. Oh, gosh, whoever came up with that idea was brilliant.
Yeah, he was our guest last week on the show.
Oh,
John Fackler.
Yeah, he's brilliant. So thank you, John, so much, because they work so much better, I think, because what that does is it allows them to catch the energy and work themselves without us trying to manipulate the energy, you know? So what was I talking about? I got off on a rabbit trail.
Yeah. The other way that you use the forks, and you'll take and you'll hold it by the soma swivel.
Oh, I instead of holding them in my ears lately, I've been holding them by the swivels, and I've just been letting the forks do whatever energy they wanted to do, and doing the same thing as I cross over. I've also been testing not over crossing over the top of the corpus callosum, but going, and it's a little hard on yourself, but I've been going around behind the head and in front of the head to get the cerebellum and the cerebrum both.
Wow.
I think I said that word wrong, but anyway.
That's correct. You said a lot of really important things, but it is amazing in all of the classes for all these years to watch the first time that one of the students experience the energy moving a tuning fork rather than the tuning fork just moving the energy. Mm-hmm. So energy isn't just stagnant, but it seems to follow patterns. And they're not just random patterns, but they're patterns that seem to coincide with the geometry of the universe. Such a sacred geometry, the golden mean. And we all know that using tuning forks over energy centers, or what's called chakras, that chakra will pick up the tuning fork and will find the way in which it spins, because that's what chakra means. It means will, you know, a wheel in Sanskrit, and it's exactly what it does, and it kind of goes clockwise and counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. So that was really important that you mentioned that. Thank you, because I think people need to understand how energy does work like that.
And it's interesting to watch it as it is moving the forks, because the fork will go clockwise, then it will go, it'll unwind energy going counterclockwise, and then it'll go clockwise again. And then sometimes it just stops, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just holding it there, waiting for it to happen again.
Yeah, well, if you think about the clockwise and the counterclockwise being kind of like the yin and the yang, or male and female, negative and positive, that it does that until there's a balance between the two, and that's when it stops or it begins to go in a different direction that is not following the spiral. And that's when we know how to balance these chakras to these frequencies. So our listeners are probably wondering what kind of frequencies we're talking about. So we're talking about frequencies that are called solfa sounds or solfeggio. And these are very different to the sounds that are made in the regular Western 12-tone temperament, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, but actually was used in ancient times. We understand that possibly even the psalmist David, who wrote the Psalms of the Bible, used these frequencies and passed them on to his son Solomon, and they were lost. Then the Catholic Church picked them up back when they were doing their going chants in Latin, and again, looking for a shortcut, as we do in the West. We seem to go more for product male than process female. And as we became more, patriarchal, we kind of changed the whole thing. And again, they were lost. But they've been found the third time again just a few years ago, back in the 70s. And we're so blessed that, they say the third time's a charm. So that's what Soma Energetics was about in forming it, was to keep these tuning forks alive this time so they don't get lost. Mm-hmm. And we have certainly put it out there in most countries of the world. People have ordered these tuning forks, and I don't think they'll ever be lost again. And again, it's people like you and teachers out there that are helping to spread this wonderful information to people.
Okay. Fantastic. So when we come, we're going to take a break here in just a minute. And you talked about some of your client experiences that you've had. You also mentioned to me before that you've done some distant healing. Mm. So maybe we get back from break, we'll get into what is distant healing and what experiences have you had with that. So again, you can call in and chat with our guest or chat with us at 888-627-6008. And we'll be back in just a minute.
We'll be back with more of today's program on Science, Sound, and Spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics.
At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on science, sound, and spirituality with David Holtz.
All right, and welcome back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. I'm Tim Leach. I'm the Director of Education, Executive Director with SomaEnergetics, and we're joined by
David Holtz,
who is the developer and originator of SomaEnergetics. Our guest tonight is Gail Robbins. She is one of our certified teachers, and she certainly has a passion for SomaEnergetics. And we were talking about some of her client experiences prior to the break, and we mentioned distance healing. So what's that about? What experiences have you had with that?
I always thought that was just so foolish. I mean, you've got all of these people out there on the web advertising, which I do not do, by the way. I do not advertise distant healing at this point. But I had a student, and she lives in Victoria, Texas, and I was in, where was I? I was in Dallas when I did that, David. Is that where I was?
I don't remember.
You
get around.
I know. I can't remember where I was. But she called me and, no, I was in Nashville. That's where I was. Yeah. I was in Nashville. And she called me and she says, look, you know, I'm just having, of course, client privileges. I'm having this problem and I wonder if you will tune me. And I said, well, there's just no way I can get there. And she says, well, can't you do it over the phone? And I broke out in a cold sweat. And I, you know, you talking about stress, I needed a tuning. And I said, well, okay, look, I don't know if this is going to work or not, but let me think about it. Well, I thought about it for 3 months and I finally called her back and I said, okay, this is the deal. We're going to try this. I'm going to really meditate. I'm going to take 24 hours. I'm going to fast. I'm going to meditate, and I'm going to put myself into this zone. And I want you to do whatever you do to get in the zone as well. And we're going to do it via Skype. And this is the day and this is the time. So we set everything up. And I did. I fasted. And an hour before the tuning, I got the room set up just like a massage room, candles. But I only play Safagio music when I do my tuning. I believe that them hearing the tones from the tuning forks as well as the Safagio music is much more powerful than just playing spa music.
Right, right.
So I had everything all set up, and the time came, and we connected. And then it happened. And I promise you, all of a sudden, I was standing in a room. And, of course, you understand this is all, I don't know if you want to say in my mind or my head or on a spiritual realm, but all of a sudden, I'm standing in this pure white room, and there's this fog. Everything is white. The fog is white. And my client and I are standing and we're facing one another, and we would be in each other's space. You know, we were standing that close to one another and we greeted one another and that was it. And we went into the tuning. And later she told me that the particular problem we had dealt with had been alleviated for a specific amount of time. And another problem she hadn't told me about at one point, not saying anything to me, she had actually taken care of something she needed to take care of. So it was successful. So sure. I think you have to be careful with distant healing. I take it very seriously. I think there may be people out there who I wouldn't want to, in fact, I have a friend in Nashville that had some distant healing done and it was not tuning. It was something altogether different. And she was not satisfied at all. So I think we have to be careful with our practitioners, no matter what field they're in. You just need to proceed with caution, I guess, in everything, even with a massage and massage therapist, you know, you just.
Well, of course, you know that we really stress at SomaEnergetics intention. Mm-hmm.
that your intention has to be very, very, very clear. And one of the things that I've done to try to teach all practitioners is that people need to be very intuitive about the situations that people are dealing with other people. Some things are, genetic. Some things, if you're into past lives or past life, if that's your thing, or it could be something that you made a contract that you needed to go through to give you compassion and understanding with other people. So there's many reasons why people have different kind of challenges emotionally, mentally, and physically. And I know that sometimes people just tend to take their talent or their technique or their gift and just go in and think that ought to fix everything that's broken. And in some energetics, we want to be very cautious. And I hear you saying that, and I appreciate your sensibility to make sure that you're coming from heart and not from just, making some money or showing your ability to be a facilitator for healing to take place. And I think that's very important. Thank you for sharing that.
And, you know, Dave, that's one thing you teach, and that's one thing I pass on to all of my students and sometimes even to my clients is I'm not a healer. Mm-hmm. We are facilitators. Mm-hmm. God is the healer or a higher power, whatever you want to call it, however you want to do that, as I just feel like I'm a conduit.
Yeah.
So I've always liked that aspect that you teach that.
Yeah. Or even
amen to that.
Even as simple as just the innate intelligence within you is the healer.
Yeah,
exactly. Now we've had quite a few. I mean, we've been doing this for 16 years, so we've had quite a few people tell us about distant healing. And if they go in with the right intention, but we've had quite a few who there's several different ways to do it. You can have a picture of the person. You can have the person being meditating at the same time, so they know when you're doing the tuning, and they can be in meditation. You can have an open phone line so that they can hear the forks as you're doing it. So there's several different ways to do distant healing, but it sounds like you took the time to prepare properly, have your intention right, and all your attitude right, and you got a good outcome.
And I had her face because she had been a student of mine for 3 days. She took the phase one. I had her face in my head.
Right.
And from one of the women that took the phase one, she was in the test group with us. And remember, she didn't have anyone to work on. So she took a pair of pants and a slack, and she had a bowl as a head. And, you know, and I did the same thing. I took a long sleeve shirt, so I actually had a body on my bed, but I had her face in my head.
Mm. Ooh.
We used to call that when I was growing up in the church I was raised, the point of contact.
Oh.
And we need to do that. You know, I was raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I was drug around to all these tent revival healers, and I know Old Roberts was laughed at because he would say, touch the chair in front of you, or when he was on television, touch the television. But I think he knew something, that people was grounding themselves as a point of contact between the higher spiritual realms and the physical realms. So by having a teddy bear or having clothes or something on there, sounds pretty crazy, but it really isn't. It's very important that you have that point of contact, even a picture of somebody would work well to do that. So you talk about the energy vitality technique, which is very important to us at Soma Energetic. It's our entrance phase that you have to take first. And of course, as you know, and I like to share with our listeners, that my great quest being raised as I did, I wanted to know why some people healed and others didn't. And then when I got into more metaphysical thinking about manifesting prosperity, law of attraction, all of that, I watched again. Some people would do it, some people couldn't. So I couldn't figure out what was going on in the sense of coming from people themselves, like you said, heal thyself. And I did not come up with that answer until I understood about energy. And what I know is that human beings, where we've evolved, we are survivors. We use energy to survive, to live. But we've been promised life and more abundantly. And I believe that as we tap into the universal energy field, call it God or source or whatever you want to call it, that we can bring that wisely through the chakra system into the third energy anatomy. And that's like putting money in your bank account so you can write bigger checks. Have you ever just gotten tired sometimes of praying or doing affirmations or positive thinking over something you wanted and didn't get it because it was an insufficient check, because there was nothing to back it up? So what we do in phase one is that we help people to have energy beyond survival. And I think this is one of the greatest gifts that we can offer people, is that energy that is beyond their survival level.
And, you know, another thing, David, going back to intent, you know, the first time I began to hear about intent was through Soma Energetics. All of a sudden, I'm hearing financial advisors talking about intent. Mm. And I'm hearing the word intent all over the place now. It's like people are starting to understand that energy coming in is starting to manifest in a lot of different places and a lot of different ways. But I believe tuning in Soma Energetics is kind of on the forefront of all of that, and that tuning people and balancing them and bringing them into that cellular balance is heightening the intent, which is causing it to happen more and more in other places and more people. It's like, what would that be called? You know, the butterfly effect? Something better than that?
Well, you said it so well. You put that very, very well. Thank you very much for that. A lot of things that we're talking about, you know, even a few years ago, a decade or two ago, would have been considered, as we used to say in the 60s, far out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not that anymore because of quantum physics. I mean, with the principle of entanglement, that two atoms can be in one place and another place, and they still can be one in one place at a higher dimension, has changed everything. And we're learning more about what's beyond the five senses of what we can't see or hear, feel, smell, or touch. And it's just amazing that we are finding field theory, for instance, and all these wonderful, wonderful, and that's why I call this science, spirits, and sound and spirituality, because I believe all of those are coming together and integrating themselves into a whole new mindset that is so wonderful for those who are looking. And if you're out there and you're looking to get into something that you want to be a service to our planet, and you would like to be trained in something and certified in something that is legitimate and really comes from heart, please check our website at www.somaenergetics.com and read all the wonderful testimonies and all the information that is on there. And Tim, you are certainly there to help them with any questions that they may have about the certification and the programs.
Yeah, that's one of the things that makes Soma Energetics stand apart, I think. And that's what we hear from people, is that, you know, you got a lot of sites out there that'll sell you tuning forks. You got a few sites out there that'll sell you some tuning forks and some training, there's no certification except their own standing behind it, whereas we have the training and with an independent certification board standing behind it. But the big thing that our clients seem to appreciate is that 90% of the time when you call, you'll get somebody. We answer our phone. You'll get a live person and won't be stuck in voicemail. What's the opposite of heaven? So, Gail, we're going to wrap up here. Go ahead and give your contact information one more time, your website and whatever else you'd like to share.
Sure. The website is www.tuningtheworld.biz, B-I-Z. I'll never do that again. And my phone number is 469-410-1402.
Okay, sounds good. We are, looks like we are just about out of time. So thanks for your
thank you, Gail. We love having you.
I had a great time.
Hope to see you soon, okay?
And let me say, Tim does answer the phone. That's one thing I've been so impressed about. I can always get to Tim. He always calls me back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love you, Tim.
All right, thank you. We love you too. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. For more information, please visit us at www.somaenergetics.com. Thank you for joining us here on BBS Radio for Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.